Listening Test 6, Part 1. Cambridge English First Certificate in English. Listening. Test 6. I'm going to give you instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear 2 teenagers talking about a lost scarf.
When did you last see your scarf?
Well, I don't recall whether I was actually wearing it before I went into the department store where I tried a sweater on, which, of course, I wouldn't have done with my hat and scarf on.
You must have left it there then.
Oh, yes, I remember now. I did leave my hat behind and I went back into the changing room and got it.
But not your scarf?
No, and it had definitely gone by the time I got the bus home. So it most likely happened when I was looking at shop windows earlier. It was quite windy.
When did you last see your scarf?
Well, I don't recall whether I was actually wearing it before I went into the department store where I tried a sweater on, which, of course, I wouldn't have done with my hat and scarf on.
You must have left it there then.
Oh, yes, I remember now. I did leave my hat behind and I went back into the changing room and got it.
But not your scarf?
No, and it had definitely gone by the time I got the bus home. So it most likely happened when I was looking at shop windows earlier. It was quite windy.
2. You hear 2 people talking about a proposed new motorway.
Most people round here are against the new road, aren't they?
Well, it'd go straight through an area of outstanding natural beauty, and the view from the village would never be the same again.
And I imagine it'd be very noisy too, with lots of vehicles racing along day and night.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be some way off, and if there is any sound from it, I imagine it'll be fairly distant.
Even so, the route they're proposing would mean building over the village football pitch, wouldn't it?
That's true. Though, to be honest, I'm not really bothered about that. I'm a rugby player myself.
Most people round here are against the new road, aren't they?
Well, it'd go straight through an area of outstanding natural beauty, and the view from the village would never be the same again.
And I imagine it'd be very noisy too, with lots of vehicles racing along day and night.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be some way off, and if there is any sound from it, I imagine it'll be fairly distant.
Even so, the route they're proposing would mean building over the village football pitch, wouldn't it?
That's true. Though, to be honest, I'm not really bothered about that. I'm a rugby player myself.
3. You hear a radio announcer giving a traffic update.
If you've never seen them play live before, make sure you get to the park nice and early this evening so you're not too far back from the stage. And to do that, you'll need to allow at least 45 minutes to get into town because there's likely to be unusually heavy traffic on the ring road. As well as people returning from the sales, which began today, there'll be thousands of fans heading home after the big match finishes a quarter of an hour or so from now. If you've never seen them play live before, make sure you get to the park nice and early this evening so you're not too far back from the stage. And to do that, you'll need to allow at least 45 minutes to get into town because there's likely to be unusually heavy traffic on the ring road. As well as people returning from the sales, which began today, there'll be thousands of fans heading home after the big match finishes a quarter of an hour or so from now.
4. You overhear a woman talking on the phone.
If you're going into the sports shop when you're in town this morning, could you have a look at the prices of trainers for me? Size 38, white. If there are any special offers on, I'll try to get over there sometime later in the week. I can't get away from the office myself this afternoon, but I know my cousin Emily will be delighted to see you if you want to call round to her place. Could you mention that I've bought her that hat she likes so much and that I'll give it to her when I see her just before the wedding next month? Thanks. If you're going into the sports shop when you're in town this morning, could you have a look at the prices of trainers for me? Size 38, white. If there are any special offers on, I'll try to get over there sometime later in the week. I can't get away from the office myself this afternoon, but I know my cousin Emily will be delighted to see you if you want to call round to her place. Could you mention that I've bought her that hat she likes so much and that I'll give it to her when I see her just before the wedding next month? Thanks.
5. You hear two people talking about holidays.
Brazil and China are two places I've really enjoyed, though I know you're not keen on flying long distances, so somewhere nearer home might suit you better. It's time you had a proper holiday.
You're probably right. I could do with a decent break, preferably somewhere quiet.
I doubt whether a package holiday would appeal much then. So, how about spending a fortnight in the village in the nature reserve? You wouldn't leave much of a carbon footprint there because there's no road and no power supply either.
Maybe. I know some people at work did that once, so I'll have a word with them.
Brazil and China are two places I've really enjoyed, though I know you're not keen on flying long distances, so somewhere nearer home might suit you better. It's time you had a proper holiday.
You're probably right. I could do with a decent break, preferably somewhere quiet.
I doubt whether a package holiday would appeal much then. So, how about spending a fortnight in the village in the nature reserve? You wouldn't leave much of a carbon footprint there because there's no road and no power supply either.
Maybe. I know some people at work did that once, so I'll have a word with them.
6. You hear an art critic talking about a famous painting.
Technically, it's a superb work in every respect. That goes without saying. But so are many others of its kind, and yet they don't attract the same degree of public attention and affection. And why is this one considered so much more special than those that cost tens of millions more? Perhaps the answer lies in the situation it shows, or more precisely, the way it sums up a situation that all of us have to face up to and deal with at some point in our lives. That, I think, is what makes it so valuable to us, rather than its price in the international art markets. Technically, it's a superb work in every respect. That goes without saying. But so are many others of its kind, and yet they don't attract the same degree of public attention and affection. And why is this one considered so much more special than those that cost tens of millions more? Perhaps the answer lies in the situation it shows, or more precisely, the way it sums up a situation that all of us have to face up to and deal with at some point in our lives. That, I think, is what makes it so valuable to us, rather than its price in the international art markets.
7. You overhear a salesman talking about his job.
I've always been quite good at my job. Never one of the stars, but certainly someone who meets their sales targets every month. So it came as something of a shock when I heard a rumour about a younger representative possibly taking my place in the sales team. I know other employers would be keen to have me, but I've no desire to make a move. Actually, it's not so long ago that people were talking about me as the next sales manager, and I was already imagining how I'd spend the higher salary that went with it. Oh, how times change. I've always been quite good at my job. Never one of the stars, but certainly someone who meets their sales targets every month. So it came as something of a shock when I heard a rumour about a younger representative possibly taking my place in the sales team. I know other employers would be keen to have me, but I've no desire to make a move. Actually, it's not so long ago that people were talking about me as the next sales manager, and I was already imagining how I'd spend the higher salary that went with it. Oh, how times change.
8. You hear two people talking about a ferry ride to an island.
We spent an awfully long time in that ship, didn't we?
Yes. Though we actually sailed into the harbour right on schedule. It's just as well there was plenty to do on board to pass the time, though.
Right. I enjoyed the film they showed, and the restaurant was good too. I just wished I hadn't eaten quite so much once we reached the open sea and the ship started rolling around. At one point, I thought I was going to be sick.
You didn't look too good for a while. That used to happen to me whenever I sailed anywhere. But these days, I'm okay.
We spent an awfully long time in that ship, didn't we?
Yes, though we actually sailed into the harbour right on schedule. It's just as well there was plenty to do on board to pass the time, though.
Right. I enjoyed the film they showed, and the restaurant was good too. I just wished I hadn't eaten quite so much once we reached the open sea and the ship started rolling around. At one point, I thought I was going to be sick.
You didn't look too good for a while. That used to happen to me whenever I sailed anywhere. But these days, I'm okay.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.